Welcome to another edition of Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. What crimes are prevalent in the summer season?
In Parsons, generally, yeah, I'll say this as I've said before publicly, we have roughly our top 50 group of citizens in the community who account for about 30 to 40% of all of the crime. They're well known to us. We keep making those arrests, but you know there is somewhat of a revolving door until you get enough. I'll just say score enough points to go to the big house for quite a while. So, the kinds of crime that we have in Parsons, while we have been renowned at times to have a higher per capita crime rate than some of our comparable cities, the fact is that group of 50 folks, if they could suddenly be taken off the streets, Parsons would suddenly have one of the lowest crime rates in the state. And so we want to continue to identify, you know, those folks and hold them accountable. But the crimes that they generally commit, it's interesting because we have a lot of criminal on criminal crime. So we'll have a drug dealer, you know, assaulting another drug dealer who's stealing from another drug dealer who is, you know, engaged in a burglary of another drug dealer, which is interesting to say the least. But, you know, the crimes that the general public, you know, needs to be aware of really are going to be the burglary of a house. Generally, a lot of our burglaries are not in the middle of the night. It's afternoon, you know, and that's a national trend. So you need to be aware of who's out and about in the neighborhood during the daylight as well as at night. Thefts of opportunity, you see a lot of that. You see shoplifting because we're a retail trade center for the region. So we see a lot of commercial shoplifting that goes on. I think most of the time, you know, what we try to tell people is see it, hear it, report it. If you see something suspicious, you know, or you hear something, you know, suspicious, you know, whether it's day or night, give us a call. We want to go out. We're kind of get paid to be nosy and to find out the real facts of what's going on. And we would much rather go to 10 suspicious incidents that maybe don't turn out to be much of anything, because we don't want to miss that 10th one that really is a crime that we can shut down quickly.
You've been listening to Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.